Can we turn to Luke 24? Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, verse 13. And behold, two of them went the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem, about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all those things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. And their eyes were holded that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another, as ye walk, and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answered, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and knowest not the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet mighty in deed and word, before God and all the people. And how the chief priests and the rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since those things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not the body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. And he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us, while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they arose the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and has appeared to Simon. Already today we've been referring on occasions to this wonderful chapter. And I believe that here we have an example of feet washing. We have these two, and we generally think, because in verse 32 it says our heart, a singular, that it was a couple, and they were returning to their home, and they were sad. And you know, we're very often, are we not, like these two? We feel sad. And the reason why they were sad was because they had been thinking. And they had been thinking from on the earth. We again mentioned those two on the mountaintop, Moses and Elijah. And they were speaking concerning the decease that the Lord would accomplish at Jerusalem. And I would suggest that they're looking at things from the mountain. They're looking at things from God's side. Here, it was a couple that were looking at things from our side. And how very often We look at things from our perspective and we're sad. And we think everything is gone to pot. And as a result, they left the company at Jerusalem. They left the 11. And you know, I find that is true, that when there is difficulties and when there is problems, the first thing that we do, we leave the brethren. We leave the Lord's people. And we think we can get on better on our own. The worst thing that you can do when there is problems is to leave the company of the Lord's people. And these two should have stayed. Even though they were sad, the Lord would bring before that company himself. And yet we see them on this journey. And as they were going to their village, which was about 6 or 7 miles distance, what I like about this verse is, although these two were going, as we can say, away from Jerusalem, away from the company of the Lord's people, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. What a wonderful thing it is that the Lord himself was concerned about these two that were sad, and these two that were going away from the company of the disciples. And how wonderful it is that when we get into the condition where we are spiritually low, where the scriptures do not really have the same force in our minds, and we feel like giving up, and how often the devil would tempt us to give up. Things are not worth going on. We might just as well give up and go elsewhere where there's more life. It's at that moment that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Now, we mentioned this afternoon the Lord as the advocate and the Lord as the high priest. And we've also suggested that it's not really what we have in the question of feet washing. And I certainly think that these two were not doing anything that you could say was sinful, because the Lord went with them. And as they were moving along, he said, "Why are you speaking? What are you speaking about?" And their thoughts were on that which had happened the few days. And you know, the challenge to me is, what am I talking about? Are our hearts so occupied with the Lord Jesus that we want to talk about that which he accomplished at Jerusalem? In the book of Deuteronomy, we read in chapter 6, I think it's 6 verse 6, that we should talk about these things when we sit down in our homes, when we're going out walking. These are the things that should occupy us. And here was two that were occupied with what had happened at Jerusalem. But their occupation was concerned with what they thought. They thought that the Lord would restore the kingdom to Israel. I wonder if they had listened to the Lord Jesus. Perhaps they weren't in that company. In Matthew chapter 16, where the Lord says very clearly that he was going to be rejected by the people. He was going to be spat upon. He was going to be crucified. And the third day he would rise again. And perhaps the greatest problem that these two had is that they didn't listen to the words of the Lord Jesus. And if we really understand and try and take in the teaching that the Lord Jesus gave, I don't think, in spite of all the difficulties that are around us, we would be sad, because we would realize that everything is in the hands of the Lord. And there may be weakness amongst our assemblies, but the scripture says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. And yet as these two were moving along, the Lord drew near to them and went with them. You know, very often if we see someone who is going astray, we come to them and we throw everything at them and we tell them straight that what they're doing is wrong. What a wonderful thing is that which the Lord did in order to bring these back onto the right pathway was to present himself before them. And he says, he spoke, beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. What a wonderful thing that in our hands we have all the scriptures. And we have all those Old Testament scriptures that some of them we love reading. Some of them we would perhaps pass over more quickly. But here it says, in all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. We go back into those Old Testament scriptures, and I'm sure that many of us have enjoyed looking at, say, Genesis 22, where Abraham could be said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb. And here was the one. Here was the lamb that was provided by God for himself. I'm sure he moved on to the 12th chapter of Exodus, and there he's spoken of that Passover lamb. And no doubt there are many stories in the Old Testament which speak to us of the Lord Jesus. And you know, it was that which had the effect upon this couple. It was the fact that he spoke to them concerning himself. And then we come to what was already been brought out, that he would have gone further. Was he not bringing out the affections of this couple? As though he would have carried on. And he was waiting for them to say, come in and abide with us. And you know, have we all said to the Lord, come in and abide with us? There was nothing in that home that would have been offensive to the Lord coming in. And this couple knew it. And the challenge is there that in our homes when we have visitors come, we scurry round and we tidy everything up. You know, is there anything in our homes? Is there anything in our lives in which we wouldn't want the Lord to see and to come in? Well, he came in and he took bread. Don't believe this is the breaking of bread, but it was simply a meal. And he took, as it were, the number one place. He took bread and their eyes were opened. And then the scriptures were opened and they knew who he was. What was the result? Again, we've had it brought before us. They had heartburn. Their hearts were burning. And they wanted to tell others. And they immediately went back to the company that they had left 3 or 4 hours earlier with their hearts that were renewed because they had spent some time with the Lord Jesus and him speaking to them about himself. And so very simply, the message I would say to each one of us, when we are feeling like these two, when we're feeling sad, when we're feeling that everything is gone, let us remember that the Lord Jesus is the one who knows all about us, and he will draw near to us, and he will speak to us of himself and of his wonderful love to us. Going through those scriptures, bringing out the things concerning himself. And you know, when he gets to the company, and this is just a point, you may not want to, you may not believe it, or you may not take it, but scripture says in 44, verse 44, he's speaking to the company, and these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms, concerning me. When the Lord Jesus is speaking to the two on the way to Emmaus, as two individuals, he speaks to them in verse 27, of Moses and the prophets. But when he's together with the disciples, he speaks to them from the Psalms. And we've often been told that in the Psalms, we get the thoughts and the feelings of the Lord Jesus when he was here. And I would suggest that there is no place greater than when we gather on the morrow to remember him in his death that we enter into something of the thoughts and the feelings of the Lord Jesus. And so I just bring these verses before us. That if we only get from what I've said, the fact that the Lord Jesus is the one that will draw alongside us when we are going astray. And when we are sad, what a wonderful Saviour we have, that he cares for us that much. Mm-hmm.